Hello, and welcome to another episode of Do the Math, an informational podcast dealing with critical issues which are not being addressed in traditional treatment social service agencies, featuring J.C. Ephraim, Ethnic Minority Mental Health Specialist. And now, here's J.C.
It is often said how we see something will affect our behavior. To dumb it down, how you see things will affect what you do. In recovery, we say that insanity is continuing to do the same thing over and over again, expecting that somehow it will be a different result. In order to recover, it is necessary that one changes their frame of reference, how they see reality. It's almost as though to say that some of us look at a glass and someone would say it's half empty, someone else says it's half full. It's a change in their perspective about the same thing. In changing one's perspective or one's view or one's paradigm of how they see the world, there are more than God knows how many theories. One that is quite effective that says, in order for one's view of the world to change, a few things must happen. One, the assumptions that one holds about what's going on, the beliefs that you have, in other words, the things that you hold to be true in the absence or presence of proof to the contrary, that must change. Second, the theory that one holds about what is have to change. Theory being that we somehow look at the world and we have it in our minds that how it works is one way or another. Theory tested, or shall we say reinforced by one's own experience, then becomes fact. In other words, we hold it out that this is the way things work, and then we in turn change how we see things based on experience. Experience is not simply saying what one does in behavior. In and of itself, it's not experience. Experience involves both how you think, how you feel, while involved in some action, some behavior. So to change one's view of the world, one has to have experience, meaning you have to be present. You can't just simply say, I did that, so that's experience. No, that's not enough. You need to have a presence of mind, a presence of heart, as well as physical activity, and that would constitute the definition of experience. Last but not least is the mental model you have of reality. Now, that's a lot of words, but to dumb it down, that means how you see your feet on the ground. Oftentimes, we tell people you have to trust but verify. That you have to trust that others believe what they say, but you need to seek to verify what's being put out. The most interesting thing about this is that the assumption, belief, only the person who is in recovery can change that. There can be things to reinforce one changing one's mental model of reality. In other words, you can create circumstances by which they have certain set experiences, or the certain set experiences are possible by the circumstances of the environmental change, that it can, in fact, open them up to the possibility that the world is not as they have seen it. Theory, on the other hand, it tends to be what is given. Usually people hand you stories. They tell you that's how it works, and based on your trust level of how you see them or how you trust the circumstances of your relationship, you can develop, and it reinforces the theories that you have. So that's one of the reasons in recovery, oftentimes we tell people that you may have to change the relationships that you have with people. You may be able to keep the friendships, but you have to change the relationships. That means spending the kind of time with them that results in reinforcing the theory that you have about how the world works. Do the math, because the math don't lie.